Diary, July and August, 1886. Basel, Switzerland, July 28th to August 11th, 1886. Labors in Switzerland, Basel. We feel the effects of our journey. I have taken cold, and it seems impossible for my head to work in writing. It is raining today, so I do not ride out. It seems very gratifying to be at home. Have many letters to look over and some to answer. Many things to be considered in reference to the interest of the cause and work of God here. Write letter to Bordeaux. Basel. Ride out. Go to the marketplace for fruit. Write some. Walk out with W.C. White. Have written 20 pages today. Basel. Spoke to the people in forenoon from 2 Corinthians 4. I spoke to the people with great earnestness and sought to impress them with a sense of their responsibility. There had been much levity and some things which had separated them from God. I read to them Romans 2, verse 6 to 11. In the afternoon, I spoke again from Colossians 3, verse 12 to 17. Basel. We consulted with Elder Buell Whitney and decided it would be best to have an effort made to draw nigh to God, commencing Tuesday. We rode out into Germany. Passed through one or two villages, and in these villages were places where there were one or two good-sized trees. Seats and tables were under these trees, and all who could be accommodated were drinking beer. We met many hundreds that were flocking to these places where there were accommodations for beer drinking. In several places, there were no trees for shade, but right upon the sidewalks, in the streets, were beer tables, and all who could were accommodated. We saw tents, and in them was a circular whirligig of some kind, where men, women, and children were upon wooden horses, being whirled round and round. There was still another machine, a swing, turning. A man was turning a wheel which carried it round and round, the seats adjusting themselves as they were being whirled around. This is the Sunday keeping we have in Switzerland and Germany. This keeping Sunday means they're going to meeting once, and the rest of the day they can play, do anything they please. Just across the road eastward is a most lovely garden, and a building has been erected at great expense. Evenings, Sunday evenings especially, there is a wonderful flocking to these extensive gardens, seated and provided with tables for beer drinking. They have musicians and the most beautiful music to attract the people. There is dancing and drinking beer in the most refined manner. Basel. We commenced our morning meetings. I spoke most earnestly to those assembled from Ephesians 6, verse 10, 11. I tried to urge upon them the necessity of a close connection with God, that He will help us in the work of warfare in which we are engaged if we will only give to Him our whole heart's trust and affection. Have written 18 pages. August 6, 1886. Basel. Our meetings have continued through the week. Every morning we have had some shorter talks, and opportunity has been given for them all to express themselves. We think the meetings are drawing us nearer to God. Basel. I spoke to the people with much freedom from the words found in Mark 13, verse 33 to 37. I had on this occasion for German one who is translating my works into German. He is a fluent translator. John Vuillumier translated into French. The German translator is not a Christian. He does not believe the Bible, and I do not think he ever will. I spoke many plain things that hit him hard. Basel. Spoke in the morning meeting from these words: Be not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Romans 12, verse 11. I sought to present to the workers in the office the necessity of faithfulness in discharging all their duties in the office. We rode out again, and while trying to get into the country, passed into Germany, and the streets seemed full of people. Some looked so tired. It was the first really hot day we have had. Men and women with baskets, children and babies with them, large beer mugs and baskets containing bread in their hands. They resort to some particular place under the shade of some tree or trees, and then eat their bread and drink their beer. I had never seen so many people on the streets at one time. We were disappointed, for we wanted retirement and we were in a crowd, whichever way we might go. But we changed our course, hoping to get where the streets were not thronged. We succeeded. We found in our experiment a most desirable road to travel. It was really among forest trees. Roads were made through these thick woods, perfect roads, and on the hottest day there was shade. This wood extended, I think, for miles. Here, then, was what I had been seeking for ever since I have been in Switzerland, a wood where we could go and feel free. We thought this was a matter for rejoicing. We shall visit these forests often in the sunshiny weather. Basel. I am free from pain today, but have been suffering for 2 weeks with an ulcerated tooth. I have written 18 pages today. Basel. The past night has been one of great affliction. My diseased tooth gave me but little rest. At midnight I arose and tried to find relief, but it came not. I lay down again, tried to sleep, find some sleep, about 2 hours. Arise at 3 o'clock and write 8 pages to Elder Wagoner. Rode to the dentist and had the tooth extracted, a tooth which I had tried to save for 1 year, suffering much pain. After the tooth was drawn, the pain was very great, much more severe than I had ever experienced after a tooth was extracted. We returned home and treated my swollen face with hot fomentations. I used nothing, but what a work it did for me. The pain ceased, and I obtained a few moments' sleep. I awoke relieved. I am quite weak, for I have not been able to eat much since being afflicted with my tooth. At 5 o'clock, rode out into a beautiful forest road. We picked some flowers in the woods. The night was disturbed with music from a beer garden just across the road. They have beautiful music, and after the effect of beer drinking is felt, much boisterous noise. This beer garden is the property of the city and is under their supervision, and every preparation has been made to entice men and women to come to this place to leave their money and drink the beer. Basel. Spoke to the church assembled this morning from Colossians. Our social meeting was good. I have written 8 pages to Brother and Sister Ings. We had a nice shower in the night.